Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 125. God's people protected. Now let's remind ourselves before we get into the Psalm that we're in the days of the Old Covenant as we read the Psalm. And therefore we're going to get Old Covenant terms, Old Covenant language. But we have to bring this into the New Covenant by seeing it through Christ. Psalm 125. God's people protected. Now, who are God's people? What's the definition here? We get it here in verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord. That's the definition of God's people. They are those who trust in the Lord. Of course, in Israel, Israelites were there by reason of birth. But to be a real Israelite, to be a true Israelite, in whom is no guile at all, a spiritual Israelite, they had to trust in the Lord. Verse 2. The Lord surrounds his people. They are the people of God. They are defined as righteous in verse 3. The righteous might use their hands to do this and that. The righteous. He's talking about the righteous as opposed to the wicked. Verse 4, he's talking about them in terms of good, those who are good, and those who are upright in heart. Verse 4, again, it's the heart. He's opposed to the wicked. He's opposed to evildoers. He's opposed to the crooked. He's speaking of Israel throughout this psalm. So that's the first thing. Who are the God's people? Those who trust him. Those who are his people. Those who are upright in heart and so on. In the new covenant, of course, it's those who are regenerated by the Spirit, have been brought to trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, repentant of their sin, and seeking to obey Christ, not to earn their salvation, but to work out their salvation that God has first worked in. Well, that's God's people. Now we speak of their safety. It says in verse 1, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. That's how precious they are to God. That is, they endure, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. We know in the New Covenant we're talking about the perseverance of the saints, not the eternal security of believers, that is to say, once saved, always saved, no, but the perseverance of the saints, those who press on in growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. The mountains are protecting Jerusalem, verse 2. So the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. Surrounded by mountains, solidly built, founded on rock, that's their safety. And how is this? Well, over and over, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4. It is the Lord who is their safety. It is the Lord who is their protector. A sovereign protector I have, almighty and ever at hand. Our Lord Jesus Christ, God in Christ, by the Spirit, is our protector. And the psalmist prays for it. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. Make yourself a blessing to us. Protect us and defend us. I remind you, this is Old Covenant, Mount Zion, Temple, Jerusalem, and all the rest, mountains and so on. But the equivalent is in the spiritual for us today. We are the house of God. We're founded on the rock, Christ Jesus. No other foundation can be laid than that which is laid. And God is pledged to preserve his people. He who has begun a good work in you will continue it until the day of Christ Jesus. God's people protected. Let us rejoice in it, brother and sister. Let us dwell upon it. God is our protector, a sovereign, sovereign protector we have. Blessed be his name. Amen.